Happy New Year from The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
Yes, a very happy new year it is, and I tell you, anything can be better than 2020 and 2021, where it seems like the entire world has gone crazy, and 2021 ending with the death of somebody, I don't know anybody, who doesn't find him or herself to be a tremendous fan of Betty White, even just an idol. How could you not like Betty White? And so sad, long life, productive life, incredible talent, and she almost hit the big century mark. So Betty, up there in heaven with the rest of your Golden Girls and Mary Tyler Moore stars, I want to thank you so much for the great memories, and we'll never forget this incredible talent. So we do say goodbye to 2021, and I think you can join me in agreeing that the time certainly has come. 2021 and 2020 were out there welcome, and let's hope that 2022 is a much better year. Adam Lepp here with my first, live radio program of 2022, the first of many, many, many here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, where you can listen many different ways. I guess the most high-tech way to listen and watch would be to go to my Facebook page. If you're a friend or follower of myself, you can watch me do a live video as I sit here in the studio with the headphones. Thankfully, no more Christmas decorations behind me. I'm kind of glad that they're no longer here, but they will certainly come back probably in November. But here, live in the studio in South Side of Marion, Ohio, on my live Facebook video. You can also listen the old-fashioned way, 107.1 frequency modulation megahertz on your FM dial, and you can get this station within about a 15-mile radius of downtown Marion, Ohio, or you can also listen online at our website, WWGH1071.com, or through the TuneIn app on your smartphone or not-so-smartphone. Many options here in 2022 as we enjoy technology, but also the old-school aspect of radio, and especially talk radio. Now, there are open phone lines. I'm live here in the studio. It's, about 22 minutes after 10 in the a.m. on a nice, chilly, slightly frosty Monday morning, first official work day of 2022, taking your phone calls, and you can call me about anything that you wish. We could talk about the weather, because everybody talks about the weather. We can talk about sports, lots of exciting NFL games, and not to mention college games. Since we last got together, we can talk about nice controversial topics, like the M word. That again, M is of course for mask. Other COVID issues, whether or not you agree with me, that's fine. We can debate. We can feel like we're preaching to the choir, or we can just talk about it. You can try to stump me with a musical trivia question, any tune from between about 73 and 87. I claim to know almost every song from that period, so call my bluff. Also, any of the TV shows from the 70s and the 80s, certainly two that come to mind are the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Mama's Family, and moving the clock ahead a bit to the 90s, the Golden Girls, as we mourn the passing of Betty White. How could you not love Betty White? I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I don't know what else to say. It was very sad, but she provided lots of laughs, lots of insight. An activist for diversity in the great country that we live in, for animals, for pets, and just a beautiful lady. So very sad. So we can talk about Betty White, talk about the programs that she was in. Again, three of my favorites, Mama's Family, Mary Tyler Moore, the Golden Girls, married to Alan Ludden, the great game show host of Password. So much to talk about. So any memories of Betty, I will never tire of talking about that great lady. I can tell you that much. Or we can talk about some of the local issues in the area. We have primary elections coming up in a few months. Lots going on here. We encourage you to pick a topic, and I'll be happy to converse about it with you. because that's how we roll here at the Talking Place. WWGH Radio, my co-host, should be joining me shortly, so we will look forward to that. I'll be here until 11 with a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And yes, I am Adam. Adam Lepp. Adam the Computer Guy. Man of many monikers. Now, Mr. Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, and also the interviewer of marvelous men with magnificent mustaches. And, of course, that would be Geraldo, whom he finally got an interview with a week and a half ago. Scott is off today, so we played a couple encores earlier in the morning. But don't despair. Tomorrow the 4th, Scott Spears sits in this very chair at about 15 minutes after 8 in the morning with more celebrity interviews, more surprises, and more of your phone calls. We would never let you down. I can assure you of that. Linda Sims sits in this chair between about 4:15 and 5 today and tomorrow. And on Wednesday, Glenn Coble returns for Scott and or Glenn at 10. It's also called On the Air, and that will take place between about 10:15 a.m. and noon, this and every Wednesday. And then Wednesday between 12:15 and 1, our official radio presidentologist, Dr. Ronald L. Feynman from Warm Florida, joins Glenn via the telephone to talk about politics, presidential history, and all that good stuff. But again, feel free to call me, open phone lines, pick a topic, but certainly some that come to mind, or some of the local issues here in and around Marion, the COVID situation, whether or not kids should go to school in person, whether or not to wear a mask or to get the vaccine, etc. I'm all ears about that. I can tell you that much. And if you follow me on social media, you're aware that I'm not afraid to show my opinions. And I do think it's important that I do so. So whether or not you agree with me, that's fine. I'll be happy to converse about it. We can talk about Betty White, other favorite TV stars from the past. Try to stump me with a music or a TV trivia question. Or, of course, talk about some of the exciting football games that occurred in the last few days in the upcoming baseball season. Will there be a baseball season? Well, I guess we shall see. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Always good stuff for you. Want to remind you that just like Hillary and Melania, we have a private email server. And unlike Hillary, we don't delete any messages. We read every single one of them. So if you'd like to email me, that would be splendiferous. And the address is adam@wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to interview the interviewer, I guess you could interview him through an email. But if you'd like to email the interviewer to the stars, who I'm temporarily calling the interviewer to marvelous men, marvelous eminent men with magnificent mustaches. That would, of course, be Scott Spears. And the man with the mustache was, of course, Mr. Geraldo Rivera. Anyway, his address is scott@wwgh1071.com. Who knows what I might designate Scott as next week, as this, again, the multiple M's. That moniker is just a temporary one to show that he finally did become victorious and got Geraldo on the air literally before the end of 2021. Quite an accomplishment, to say the least. Nice day outside, a little chilly, but you know, we certainly could have a lot worse. A little bit of snow on the ground, so it feels like winter without being terribly cold. Lighter winds than we've seen the last few days, and some fairly bright sunny skies. It certainly could be worse, and we are expecting a bit of a mixed bag of weather over the next several days. And I think the variety in weather that we get here in Ohio adds to the fun of living in the great state, the greatest state in the United States. So proud to be an Ohio resident, and the variety of weather, I think, is one of the things that people enjoy, whether or not they actually admit it. Here in Marion, we have a great park district with knowledgeable people like Mr. James Anderson, a good friend of the station. On the 8th, which I believe will be Saturday, between 1 and 4 p.m., there is a polar hike. It's part of the Winter Hike Series. and it will take place at the trailhead of the Tallgrass Trail. The guided nature tour starts at 1:30. It is a come-as-you-please hike. You can hike at your own pace for as far as you would like. In addition, on the 8th, and every second Saturday of the month, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with the Logos Christian Ministries, has a free produce market, 12 to 2 p.m. this and every second Saturday of the month, 582 Lee Street, free fresh food. Great tongue twister, by the way. To local individuals and families in need, no appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork required, must be income eligible. Simply ask to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in your family. Adam here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, doing my mid-morning Monday thing here like we do every morning, which we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. Feel free to give me a ringy. I would love to hear from you. Of course, that would be a phone call. 740-383-9944. If you know me, I'm a bit like George Carlin and Jerry Seinfeld and others, in that I love language. I love words, and like Donald Trump, I sometimes make up words, and that kind of adds to the fun. Let's go one state north to Michigan. The judges of a Michigan university's annual Banished Words list have a message for texting and tweeting Americans. And the message is, your wait what joke is lame. The phrase topped Lake Superior State University in Michigan's Upper Peninsula Lighthearted list of 10 so-called winners, chosen from among more than 1,250 submissions of overused, misused, and generally groan-inducing words or phrases. Well, what? Irritated nominators who felt the phrase intended to show astonishment or disbelief, and they felt that it's overused. I hate it, one person wrote. Another added, I don't want to wait. You know, people are impatient. We want things now. We want immediate gratification. The second slot went to another misused and overused phrase, no worries. Nominators said that that's dismissive. You know, tell someone no worries when actually there are a lot of worries. Well, that would certainly make sense, wouldn't it? One contributor said, if I'm not worried, I don't want anyone telling me not to worry. If I am urgent, I want to discuss being up. If I'm upset, I want to discuss being upset. Again, these are 10 overused phrases that we'd like to banish from the language. From a university in northern Michigan. The 10 winners were chosen from among more than 1,250 submissions. Now, they began compiling the list in 1976. So what are some of the previous winners of this dubious award? Well, detente, surely, classic, bromance. Never really liked bromance. And goodness sakes, COVID-19. There are only 3 entries associated with the COVID pandemic this year, after, not surprisingly, it dominated last year's list. Peter Zatmeri, the executive director of marketing and communications at the university, said, one possible takeaway from all this about the act and art of, and science of disclosing something is the more that things change, the more they tend to stay the same. At the very least, it's complicated. New normal. Now, I kind of like new normal. I don't like the new normal, but I like the phrase because I think it's it gets the point across in a succinct way. It's only 2 words. It is ranked as number 8. Nominators criticized its overuse and questioned the logic behind the phrase. One nominator wrote, after a couple of years, is any of this really new? You're on mute. And, yes, supply chain rounded out the list. A nod to our continued reliance on virtual meetings and widely reported shortages of consumer products, everything from computer chips to furniture to used cars. Supply chain issues have become the scapegoat of everything that doesn't happen or arrive on time and of every shortage. So what will be the overused words and phrases that we'd like to retire in 2022? Of course, the year just began. So I guess we will find out about this time next year when we visit during my first show of 2023 and see exactly what words and phrases people would like to go the way of the hula hoop and the pet rock. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 24/7 talk radio for your listening enjoyment, edutainment, and certainly to tickle your funny bone. You've probably heard about Tesla. In fact, they had a big recall recently. Tesla and their head honcho Elon Musk are constantly in the news. Elon Musk, you know, you love him or you hate him, but certainly have an opinion about him. I would say I have multifaceted opinions. I certainly admire that he's self-made. He's highly intelligent, a great marketer, still a fairly young guy. Who knows what he has up his sleeve from day to day. Anyway, even if you're not an investor in Tesla, because a lot of people are and they've made quite a lot of money, to put it mildly, and some people have lost money because they came in at the wrong time. Anyway, Elon Musk is certainly one of the world's most fun people to watch. One recent rumor that Elon Musk has been emphasizing is the creation of a Tesla phone with a unique set of features. So he's not happy just producing electric cars. He now wants to get into the smartphone business. Now, the phone makes a lot of sense given where Tesla is going, particularly as a hedge against Apple's electric car. So Apple kind of doing what Elon Musk is doing, and Elon Musk kind of doing what Apple is doing. Isn't that fascinating? Let's explore the potential for a Tesla phone. Tesla and Apple have a similar approach to their markets, and both enjoy some similar advantages. Apple was built by the late Steve Jobs. Elon Musk has done a better job of mirroring Steve Jobs' unique approach to management and product creation than their current CEO, Tim Cook. Both companies have impressive brand loyalty. You know, people that use iPhones, they don't care if it costs $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. They get the latest and greatest. They wouldn't be caught dead with an Android. And many Android users kind of feel the same way. And I'm an Android person, so I can certainly understand that. Tesla doesn't do much marketing. It pretty much speaks for itself because they're constantly in the news. They have a history of poor quality control. Now, while Apple has reduced its market substantially, it still essentially leads its market in this regard. And Apple tends to set the bar in terms of product quality. Now, there's a high correlation between iPhone users and Tesla buyers. So if Apple brings out a car that is highly integrated into the Apple ecosystem, it can take a substantial share from Tesla. Of all the coming challengers to Tesla, Apple represents the greatest threat due to extreme customer loyalty, as well as visibility and sizable marketing budget. Apple's reserves make it a frightening future competitor to Tesla. Imagine that, Tesla and Apple going neck and neck. I think Steve Jobs is up there in heaven, smiling, grunting, and certainly keeping an eye on this situation. Anyway, smartphones are becoming keys on the new Tesla cars, and they are already integrated somewhat with Tesla's in-car audio-visual technology. Apple would have a leg up with that integration and could break the interoperability, while Tesla with Tesla while driving Apple users from Tesla cars. Now, that's probably pushing Elon Musk to consider getting the Tesla smartphone to the marketplace. He wouldn't want to think that Apple could beat him at one of his own games. You know, some very friendly competition among some creative, smart, and of course, rich people. So, what's going on with this Tesla smartphone? Well, it is rumored to have a Qualcomm high-end Snapdragon 8 series processor. Colors that match Tesla car colors operate better as a car key for Tesla autos than any other phone and connect to Starlink. Wouldn't be surprising that you can connect your phone, use it to control the car, and a Tesla phone would probably work better with a Tesla car. Now, getting a smartphone to connect to a satellite requires a large antenna and a far more powerful radio. However, if they could get it to work, it would provide a vast, unique advantage to Tesla phone users who could get relatively high bandwidth connections before 5G is available to them. So another idea would be to put satellite connectivity into the car. That would conceal the large antenna and then have the phone connect through the car when a 5G network was unavailable or when you want to watch a movie. Then the car gets an always-on satellite connection for remote operation and to report on attempted thefts or parking lot damage more reliably. Last but not least, with smartphones becoming keys to cars, a Tesla phone could be further integrated with a Tesla car. See, I think it's a marriage worth exploring. And I think that Tesla is going to start becoming a big name in the smartphone business, regardless of whether or not you have a Tesla car. For example, the Tesla phone could have dedicated buttons to lock, unlock, locate a vehicle, and scream for help using the car's external speakers to get attention. The phone would also help the car locate you if you had the autonomous feature and wanted it to pick you up. How about that? The car could drive itself to where you're located and pick you up. That is absolutely an incredible thought. Anyway, that would be very handy for people like myself who tend to forget where they park. Could you imagine that? Instead of me freaking out because I lost my car at the Walmart parking lot, forgot to write down or remember where it was, I would just have the car drive itself to me and I'd be sitting there waiting to get in and drive. Cool, if I should say so myself. Anyway, if Elon Musk is more visionary than Tim Cook was with the Apple Watch, he will make those features configurable so they could work with other cars and the phone could be a foot in the door to those getting those people to buy Tesla automobiles. Also, a Tesla smartwatch that worked with the car might even be more robust. But again, that's not been rumored yet, although I would expect it will certainly be in the equation. Now, as far as making a phone that worked out of the box, Qualcomm helped Apple with the first iPhone, and they've become far more capable since then. Now, with Qualcomm's help, Tesla starts with market-leading phone technology and would need to add the car features, which they are certainly more than capable of doing. Now, Tesla could be better than Apple at integrating the car and the phone. Talking about what Elon Musk at Tesla has up his sleeve, and one of those is a Tesla smartphone. He's not happy with just having a car that's electric, not happy with having the car controllable by a smartphone, which is an Apple or an Android. He wants to have his own line of smartphones, which you can use even if you're not a Tesla driver. And I say, more power to you, Elon. No problem with that whatsoever. Now, neither Tesla nor Apple, so to speak, plays well with others. They're proprietary and territorial, as you no doubt know. They've not proven to be great partners, but Qualcomm, the chip maker, can partner well with anyone and was successful at helping Apple get started when it was far less than it is now. With Qualcomm's help, Tesla potentially more than closes Apple's phone technology advantage. Qualcomm has more car experience than Apple, given their work with car, audiovisual, and autonomous driving. Even though Tesla is light on the phone side, Qualcomm will help close that gap on the car side. Tesla knows far more than Apple. If Tesla can get its quality up to where it needs to be, and that's a big if, especially considering the developments of the last few days, they should deliver a better driver experience than Apple did earlier on. In addition, the regulatory hurdles surrounding building a car are far more challenging to overcome than when building a phone. So Tesla arguably has a far faster time in the market with Qualcomm than Apple does with only its new car. Now, ironically, Steve Jobs was more of a car person than Tim Cook, suggesting the first Apple car has a high probability of being Apple's Zune. Remember the Zune? If that Apple car is a catastrophe, well, it could likely make not only Elon Musk's day, but also Steve Ballmer's from Microsoft, since he was the father of Zune, and would appreciate Apple having a similar experience. See, if you fail at something, you kind of like your competitor to fail at a similar product. A little bit dirty, but that's how the corporate world tends to be. Adam here on The Talking Place, talking a bit about an exciting possible upcoming product, a smartphone from Tesla, what Elon Musk has up his sleeve. I would say that if anything comes from Elon Musk, you know it's going to be innovative. You might not necessarily like it, but at least it'll make the news and it'll provide points to ponder. Coming up on 14 minutes before the hour of 11, taking your telephone calls again about the topic of your choice, politics, local and regional issues, the weather, sports, will there be a baseball season? Because, you know, spring training is scheduled to start in about a month and a half. Will there be spring training? What did you think about the football games, college and pro, over the last few days? Plenty of points to ponder. Again, the phone number here is 740-383-9944. And you can also watch a live video of me on Facebook. We encourage you to listen to Study His Word Radio. And that airs this and every Sunday between about 11:15 a.m. and noon with Pastor Craig Heilman. And you can also listen to archives of that program or any other program that we broadcast over the last 6 years or so at our website. And our website is programmed, curated, hosted, and otherwise maintained and taken care of by yours truly, WWGH1071.com. So what kind of technology would we expect to find in 2022? Of course, if we make a prediction, we're likely to be wrong to exaggerate or underestimate what smart people like Elon Musk and Tim Cook and others have up their sleeve. Autonomous and flying vehicles are certainly in the forefront, and we talk about those quite often. How many more cars will have the ability to basically drive themselves? Talked about how Tesla may have an automated vehicle up their sleeve where if you forget your car in a parking lot, like I often do, you just go ahead and run an app on your phone and it will drive itself to where you're located. Pretty cool. And even if you don't forget where your car is, if it's cold outside and you're at a restaurant and you had to park a little bit farther back, who needs a valet? Why bother paying and tipping a valet whom you really don't trust anyway? Let the car just drive itself from the street or parking lot to the entrance of the restaurant and it'll be nice and warm and waiting for you when you start to drive it. So I think that that might be something we will be hearing about, even if it's just stuff that's in the works for 2022 and beyond. Other types of robotics. We've had robotic vacuums for quite a while, for I would think at least 10 years. And, you know, they don't necessarily work as well as the manufacturers claim, but they're still pretty cool. I mean, the Roomba doesn't cost a lot of money. There are different models, and you can sit there and watch your TV show while it vacuums the floor for you. Cool stuff, certainly. Drones, robotic security products, and even the next generation of robotic pets. If you're like me and you have an Amazon Echo, where you say, Alexa, turn off my lights. Alexa, listen to WWGH. I say that a lot. Alexa, what's the temperature? All that good stuff. Amazon has been talking about an Echo that is mobile. Maybe one that you can kind of take with you. It's not stuck at its current location. We are possibly looking at robots that can clean windows, help around the house, and provide companionship to our aging population. Those are also things that we might be seeing sometime in the future. We are also looking at drones with longer battery life and additional and better artificial intelligence-driven features and easier ways to comply with drone-based regulations. Other technology that the experts are expecting to come to the forefront in 2022 and beyond are improved alternative reality and virtual reality headsets, along with peripherals like connected chairs with vibration, wind, and even scents to make the experience more realistic. So maybe you can smell your printer or CD-ROM. Just the smell of dry plastic isn't enough. It has to have a floral aroma to it. That could certainly be interesting. How about appliances? Do you have one of those smart washing machines or dryers where you can control it from your phone? Or do you have the old-fashioned kind where you just go to the washer or dryer and press the buttons yourself? Well, we're expecting more smart appliances to be in the forefront. Not unexpectedly, Amazon's Alexa is considered to be the lead player in this, where again, you can talk to your Echo Dot, or maybe even your phone and tell your washer and dryer what to do, or find out that the clothes have finished their drying cycle. Maybe we'll also have a robot who can even fold the laundry and take it up to you and hang it or put it in the drawer. Wouldn't that be nice? Because like most people, I'm not a big fan of laundry. How about televisions? We've come quite a long way from the black and white, more expensive 13, 17-inch tube TVs of a couple generations ago. TVs keep getting fancier, smaller, actually less expensive considering the features, and have better picture quality. 8K capability is certainly something which is in that category of new and exciting technology that people want to get their hands on. And as you probably noticed, there really is now a very gray area, a thin line, so to speak, between televisions and computers or computer monitors. Generally, you buy a television, it's just a computer monitor with a tuner. You can hook your computer up to it. You can watch over-the-air TV. You can watch cable. You can hook up your Fire Stick or Roku or some other streaming device. And, of course, you can also hook up your PS4, PS5, or whatever you might have. Better wireless linking to personal electronics is also on the forefront. More energy-efficient designs and more functions that allow for a broader use of a television. For example, video conferencing. Projection TVs continue to provide even better performance for those that can use them. In recent years, though, home theaters have become a far less attractive home improvement than home offices. Let's take a look at a new and exciting technology product in the news. Again, we're taking your telephone calls. We can talk about technology. You can ask me a computer question or opinion, politics, current events, the weather, sports. I am all ears. I would love to hear from you. 740-383-WWGH. The Dell Concept Luna, that sounds pretty fun, L-U-N-A, was announced in late December. Now, it is a very innovative laptop. Now, Dell has been making excellent laptops for a long time, and so you ask, what exactly does the Dell Luna have that make it such a fantastic piece of technology? Now, it does not have innovative features like foldable displays or inductive charging, but what it does highlight is the most sustainable PC design conceived so far. Now, it's modular. It's designed to become a critical part of a new term. I guess a new term for 2022 is PC as a service, PCAAS, as well as the anti-Apple laptop. Remember, I talked about Apple people being very dedicated to their product and brand. Well, people that don't use Apple kind of feel the same way. It's like anything but Apple. Anyway, this Dell Concept Luna laptop, announced a couple weeks ago, is the anti-Apple laptop. And it's designed to be easily serviced by anybody. It uses recycled materials and is designed to be upgraded over time, either to address the needs of the existing user or to enable it to be passed down to subsequent users who cannot afford a new laptop, which is nice. You like to think that once you have outgrown your laptop, kind of like your clothing, you don't have to recycle it or sell it at a big loss, you can hand it down to someone else, and I do think that's a great idea. It makes substantial use of recycled metals and carbon fiber, as well as recycled plastics and even water-soluble glue, so that the motherboard can be more easily recycled at end of life. So pretty cool. You can hand it down to someone else, and then when it does reach the end of its life, even the glue is recyclable. Carbon fiber, the recycled plastics. Definitely hats off to Dell for making a very environmentally friendly, so to speak, green laptop. Now, it's not for sale yet. It has become a showcase of how much you can do to reduce waste. Even the manufacturing method reduces carbon dioxide emissions by 50%. It is more robust to stay in service longer and more energy efficient. Now, this Dell Concept Luna laptop, which has many modern features going for it, including being very recyclable, it was designed with Intel's help. It represents the state of the art when it comes to designing a sustainable laptop, and that's why many experts consider it to be the product of the week for the beginning of 2022, and I would agree. You know, Dell, they always have a good variety of products. I mean, they've made thousands of models of computers, and this Luna, I think, has many great features that not only provide for an excellent computing experience, but it's environmentally friendly and doesn't sound like it'll be too expensive either. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And you might ask, well, when does this program air? Well, it airs this and every Monday. Of course, this is Monday between 10:15 a.m. and 11, and that's why we're on the air currently. And we certainly appreciate your listening, as that's always a good thing when people tune their ears and brain cells. We like to think that when you listen to a program on this station, you come away a much smarter person than you were before you listened. We also have a program called The Adam the Computer Guy Radio Show, and that airs between approximately 2:15 p.m. and 3 tomorrow and every Tuesday, as well as Thursday, here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Of course, we encourage you, in fact, we urge you, because if you don't do this, you're missing out on some great radio. We urge you to start your day out, get the coffee, keep your ears and brain cells ready. Started out with the Scott Spears radio program, which airs between approximately 8:15 a.m. and 10 every weekday, Now, Scott took the day off today, but that's okay. He shall return tomorrow, so don't fret. A great radio experience with, who knows, guest hosts, guest co-hosts, celebrity interviews, or whatever else is certainly on the docket. Want to thank you again for listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. Also want to let you know that on Sunday between 12:15 and 1 o'clock, we have the worship service from the Community Christian Fellowship Church in Prospect with a good friend of the station, Pastor Steve Whitaker. Stay warm out there. Thank you again for listening. I shall see you again tomorrow at about 2:15 for the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. Thank you again for listening. Stay warm out there, and I encourage you again to send me an email at our private email server, adam@wwgh1071.com.